Give yourself more and more permission, never enough permission, to sink in and to really start attuning to the support that you feel, not only the support of the surfaces where your bones rest, the backs of your legs, maybe your spine, your bottom. Feel the ground, the earth and her energy. Feel her meeting you. And simultaneously feel into the support of this collective, the support of these women, these deep soul friends who have journeyed with you, who continue to journey with you, who will always journey with you, even when the structure of these weeks has moved on. This is our community. And here you are held effortlessly. And as you settle in, arriving more fully, more deeply in presence, something that many of you have named you are thirsty for, to be present, to be here right now. And one magical way always to call in presence is to welcome your breath. So often we move through the world with our breath entirely out of our awareness. And the very simple act of bringing breath back in is so powerful. So I invite you to call in three deep breaths. Notice how your body wants to breathe. Perhaps it's in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully. A slow exhale through your mouth, feeling a complete release, the evacuation of breath as she cycles out and then cycles back in. Another deep breath in through your nose. And a long, slow exhale. And one more time, deepening your in-breath. Lengthening your out-breath. And then just let your breathing return to a natural rhythm. Begin to notice, have you created more space inside of yourself? Do you feel more ease, more relaxed? Remembering that we all carry those storms inside of us, those habitual tensions that brew, anxieties or storms that arrive as demands, caretaking, list making. Let us practice together, letting go, breathing in calm skies, silky water. Breathing out tension, tightness, any urge to prepare or perform, just you, just breath, just us breathing together, softening, sinking in. It is here we begin to dance with the gifts of our imagination. Wave your wands, summon a transformation. Manifest the portal. I invite you now to imagine you are drifting down a lazy river in a wooden boat. The sun is beginning her descent, and the moon is preparing to rise. And as the water carries you downstream, you feel cradled in the belly of the boat. Nothing to do here but be. Fully outstretched. Feeling into the body vessel of the boat and the body vessel of you. You are filled with a profound gratitude for your own strong body. All she has weathered, all the ways she has grown over the years and now how she ages, all the miles she has walked or run or climbed, all the hands she has held and holds, all the ways she gives and receives. You thank your body for her inner workings, the complex mechanisms and biology of cells and vital organs, the structure and cartography of bones and skin, the flowing rivers of lymph and blood, the connective tissues. You delight in the thought of eyes and ears and mouth and nose and how dedicated they are to awakening your senses. You marvel at the brilliance of your brain and all she has absorbed and processed. You bow in reverence to your heart, the ways she pulses and pumps, her intricate, life-giving work. And you feel entirely at ease knowing this vessel you are celebrating and honoring is impermanent, temporary, passing through. And this state of ease brings relief, release. Your mind is ready now to become as lazy as the river beneath you, and your thoughts, like moths, are drawn instead to the light, the shape-shifting light of the setting sun, the beckoning light of the rising moon. And this convergence of pink and orange warming light and the silvery cool glow of moonlight infuse your whole being until you are simply flooded with light, inside and out, shining and shimmering with a vibrational hum. Once you are no longer body and boat, you are the pure light. Simultaneously on the shore, glinting in the branches of the trees, glistening in the reflections on the water, illuminating the contours of the clouds, twinkling like the constellations. I invite you now to take a few quiet moments to feel into the frequency of being and beaming pure light. And now a vision takes form. In your outer eye or inner eye, it really no longer matters. What matters is that you envision the boat that was holding you, now like an empty container, shored up on a small, lush island, dense with tall trees and hummingbirds and dragonflies and creatures that crawl and climb. And surrounding the empty boat, a ring of fire. The flames darting and dancing in a mesmerizing choreography. The flames vowing not to consume or destroy the vessel, but instead to protect the empty bowl of the boat, to preserve a place for possibility, peace, practice, potential, to be or not to be. And with this, you are filled with a luminous joy. Laughter enters the tips of your toes, the soles of your feet, and moves up and through you like an ecstatic tremor. Everything and nothing begins to make sense. And the beautiful absurdity of it all wraps you in loving arms and whispers, "We are all one. We are all one." And you begin to feel other islands moving towards your island. You can sense billions of boats, body vessels, flames, light beings, and your heart expands to touch in with other hearts, to meet and greet all that is contained and uncontained. Chamber to chamber, story to story, life to life, death to death. Separateness has always been nothing but an illusion. The dance continues. And now it's time to very, very, very slowly transition from this world behind your eyelids to your forward-facing sight. And when you are ready to open your eyes, just hold a soft focus. And as you are ready to enter back into your body vessel, just find yourself with arms or legs or shoulders, stretching, holding. And I invite you to listen in now to your heart. She has something to say directly to you. I'm inviting you to write a letter to yourself from your heart space. reflecting with curiosity, what does your heart want or need you to know about the fire and the empty bowl, about form and no form, about the places where light kisses darkness and darkness kisses light. Let her speak. Channel her wisdom. Write to be you.